Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So there's this lovely group of people, feeling all festive-like, at the university in Illinois, and they will sing you any carol you want. All you got to do is call them. We gave out the number yesterday, so I guess they might have been a bit busy. Now, apparently, we found out they've been doing this service for 40 years, and the actual idea is that you call them and give them someone else's number if you're in the Illinois area, and then the Christmas carol singers will phone them up and sing to them to make them feel festive. But you can just call them willy-nilly, and they'll just try their best for you. So let's have another go. Got the number there, yep. Cool.
Carol, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not feeling very festive at all.
You're not feeling festive?
No, can you help?
Okay, what do you want me to sing to you?
I'd like to have Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl.
I'm sorry, the Fairy Tale of New York by what?
The Pogues.
Okay, let me see if anyone knows that. Do you want this sung to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, 1 second. We don't know that one.
Can't you look it up?
You want me to look it up?
I'd like that so much.
Okay.
In fact, see, it's a duet, so I could play the bit of Shane McGowan and you could be Kirsty MacColl.
Okay, hang on. Let me look it up.
Thank you.
He says, what of New York? The
Fairy Tale.
Fairy Tale of New York. Okay, hang on. Look it up. Google Fairy Tale of New York.
Where are y'all calling from this morning?
We're calling from London, England.
Okay, London. Hey, I got a question for you. Did you hear us through the BBC?
Pardon?
Did you hear us through the Radio 1?
Yes, I did.
You did? All right. Do you have any idea how they found out about us?
I don't know.
No.
Have you had a lot of calls?
We've had over 600 from England alone.
Wow.
So, it's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
And there's only 3 telephones here, so everyone's probably getting busy signals.
When did it start getting busy?
Yesterday, actually, when I think it was Chris Moyles or Scott Mills called.
Right.
So, and then right after that, the phones were ringing for 3 hours straight. We were just singing all day long, so...
Wow.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah. I think we got your lyrics, so...
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're coming.
Okay, if you start off, then I'll get the tune, and then we'll be able to sing with you.
Okay, cool. I'll be... you're Kirsty, I'm Shane, all right?
Oh. Okay. Okay, we're Shane, he's Kirsty.
No, I'm Shane. Okay. I'm Shane. Okay.
It's Christmas Eve, in the drunk tank.
I definitely can't hear anything.
And all that said to me, won't see another one.
Can we download this song?
And then he sang a song. Well, Mountain Dew. That's a map his way and dream about you.
Now it's you. Now the next bit, the next bit.
On a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, babe. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You're a bum, you're a punk, you're an old slut on junk.
Lying there, dead on the drip in that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you're cheap and you're haggard. Happy Christmas. I pray God it's our last.
You missed out your ass.
Oh, sorry.
No, that was great for me. It sounded just like the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really close. Thank you.
I've never heard that song before. I was just making it up.
You couldn't tell you were making it up.
Oh, well, I was just reading the words. I didn't know the tune.
Oh, okay. Right, well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.